You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Kyle Business Machines, preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns. You know that every day is game day in your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com. So while I was gone and the Texgate punishment came out, what was kind of the general reaction to that? Were people happy that it wasn't a draft pick?
The reception was, phew! Yeah. You know, simply because the reports coming out of the league or the owners' meetings was severe, both in Atlanta's case and the Cleveland Browns case. And then also, too, the rumors that started, and I don't know if obviously you were in tune to them, the second and fourth. It was the end of last week. I think it was Friday I called in the really big show, and it was second and fourth rounders, you know. And I'm like, I called in a really big show, and I said, first, I go, here's what I said. I said it'd be I said $250,000 fine. And I said, thinking based around the rumor of it being a second and fourth round pick, I said, a fourth-round pick or later in this year's draft was what I thought would have been the worst, which would have still been very steep.
Oh, my God.
You know, but that all being said is, from a if, in fact, we were to lose a draft pick simply because Atlanta did, it would not have been this draft with, 32 days prior to the draft or 33 from that Friday to this draft to take one this year. It would have been in the 16 draft. So right. I was fairly close. And what do you make of the Atlanta fine in regards to their competitive advantage?
Theirs was a bigger. They are now at a competitive disadvantage in the draft, losing a pick because they tried to gain a competitive advantage in the game. That's why they did that the other way. To me, that's why the Browns didn't lose a draft pick, because they didn't give them a competitive disadvantage because they gained none.
Sure.
So to me,
and that's why it came down on one man in some
cases. Ray Farmer. They said the league, you know, and for all the people who say, well, it was Haslam doing it through Ray, it's just
or a fall guy situation.
Could not be further from the truth. So
right,
they're not even always in the same box at the games.
No, they're not.
So it's
and
it's
I'm up there to know.
Yeah,
and I see where they sit.
So it's happened. Again, no loss of a draft pick. I think that is excellent for the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, Farmer missing the four games at the beginning of the season. The timing of it is not ideal, but it's pretty good. Your roster is going to be set by that point, and there'll be some minor tweaking to happen after that.
The one thing that I said is, and because of a lot of the scrutiny, and we've got into this discussion with our producer Jason Gibbs and many fans, is that people think down on Ray Farmer simply because we swung and missed two times in the first round last year, which
it's
is still
a very good draft.
Yet to be determined. We had a good draft. Do you believe, and I believe it to be true, that Cleveland people who are dwelling on this situation right now in Texgate and why is Ray texting, he can alleviate all that simply by knocking those 10 picks out of the park?
Oh, yeah.
April 30th. The first and second of May.
Of course. Come on, have a good draft. Nobody's going
to
care.
And then also, too, as you said, to start off the show, once you accumulate that talent, in training camp and OTAs, you let them all kill each other to figure out who are the toughest 53 that will help us in 16 Sundays win the most football games. And then his hands get pulled off for 4 weeks, but his job is done.
His job's done, and they will have all the scouting work done that will...
And a contingency plan.
Right. They'll have basically looking at every roster, who could possibly be cut here or there. They will know, you know, what's going to be available possibly, and they will have an opportunity to go ahead and make those moves. If they think, you know, listen, we still want to maybe tweak the last outside linebacker spot. Here's who we think could be on the bubble. Here's who we like. They'll all be ranked, and they'll make a decision after that time. But they'll have it all ready to go.
Sure. And one other bit of news, again, as I continue to reference Pro Football Talk, is news over the course of the weekend came out, or this week, rather, that, you know, had Tony Romo been asked to take a pay cut to retain DeMarco Murray, he would have. And now, today, Pro Football Talk is reporting that he has taken a pay cut.
Speculation that it is to clear the way for them acquiring Adrian Peterson.
Correct.
But it's also been reported there have been people who have said that that is not the case. Charles Robinson said that it was not the case. He's been told by source it is not to get Adrian Peterson.
I don't know. I would never. I'm not
Jerry
going
Jones.
To. Until I hear from AP and his agent solidifying that he's going to be a Viking, I believe that the Cowboys and Jerry Jones are always going to be in play for Adrian Peterson.
I would certainly feel the same way. I think that's what Jerry Jones wants. I think that's exactly what they want to have happen.
Darren, and how should a Darren McFadden feel taking a free agent deal to essentially become the new it guy in Dallas when the quarterback says he would have given up money to retain DeMarco Murray, which would have been in his place. And also, too, you have the owner who's enamored with bringing Adrian Peterson back to the state of Texas to play running back there. Even though you're a Razorback, you're still chopped liver.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, if he wants to get Adrian Peterson, he's going to find a way to get Adrian Peterson. 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I do think, again, though, by the way, you know, we were talking about the draft and the guys not going. I respect them being with their family. I still think if it was in New York, it would be a lot harder for people to turn down. But it was interesting. Nate Orchard said he'd probably rather be with his family.
Right, and that's why I asked the question. And you went to Radio City Music Hall last year.
It was
awesome. Covering it for the Browns. What makes, I guess, what makes it so special? And I know it's a secondary market, and I know New York City's New York City, but if Jameis Winston's in New York City and not with his family, what makes it different than being in Chicago and not with his family?
No, it's New York City. It's a tradition. That's where it's ever been. Okay. People, everybody who was drafted before you walked across that same stage.
But it's still his first opportunity to walk the stage, and he's choosing whether it was, you know, it could be in Dubai.
I could be totally wrong about it. I could be totally wrong about the reason for it. I could be completely wrong. I just think New York City is, I think, in the history of that, is a little bit of a bigger draw to these guys.
Big city of dreams.
Big city of dreams, then, of course. You know, going to Chicago. I just think it is a little bit bigger. Would it have mattered to you? Or not at all?
No,
You're from the Midwest, though, so yeah. Chicago's kind of like your big city.
Big city away from home. What, now, what about the NFL has not announced where it's going to be next year.
No, but I think if it was in L.A., for example, people would want to go to L.A. and be Hollywood around guys, all celebrities.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no doubt.
L.A. and New York.
Yeah. Okay, I hear you. Chicago's still a big market.
It is a big market, and it's a good city, and it's a lot of fun, and yes, it's the second biggest market in the country, but I don't think it has the same allure to these guys as going to New York and getting to hang out in New York for a weekend and live that life there, or go to L.A. and live that life there. I think it's those cities have special allures that I think Chicago doesn't. Now, it'll just be interesting to see if the NFL responds at some point, because you could start to have everybody. What if one year literally all 30 of the top prospects felt – hey, I just want to be with my family.
Right. Well, that changes the entire draft format. You know, there's no longer the caps and jerseys and shaking the hand of Roger Goodell in front
of... It's like, what's the point of the draft then? It could just be done from the NFL offices.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's going to be a big revenue loser for a city. That's going to be... That would be a big problem.
Do you think that the NFL will host the NFL draft in Los Angeles without it having a team?
I think they would. I think they would. Why not?
Or host it in London?
I don't think they'd host in London. I think logistically that would be too expensive to try to go all the way out to London.
Yeah, they won't spend money on the Bill Belichick cameras that he wants, but they're going to send the Pro Bowl to Brazil.
But I wonder if, you know, I don't know if it, I don't think, unless there's a financial impact to the NFL of not having a Winston or a Mariota there, I mean, those are the two highest profile guys in this whole draft, then I don't know if it matters to them, but I think it has to matter.
I think it would matter. And the reason why I think it would matter is because you got to figure, and we'll just say for this, to have this discussion, the Bucs and the Titans, you know, are two powerful franchises in the and under the NFL umbrella. So if those two franchises feel, you know, slighted because their picks are not at the draft and it affects their brand, essentially, you know, it's got to go up and affect the NFL to a certain extent.
It's got to. It's got to. It makes it seem like it's not that important. I would think that the NFL wants this to seem to be the most important thing. They want people there. They send out the invites. And I think they want everybody who they invite to be there.
Yes.
It will be.
You hope.
It'll be because who these guys are, it's going to be very interesting to see what the NFL does in response to it. Because
and I wonder,
they are the top two guys in this draft.
Right. And I wonder if the NFL could do and could put together some type of package to make it worth their while for them to be in Chicago.
I mean, I think, listen, you're going into the NFL. You're about to get drafted. You're going to walk across stage, and you're going to go ahead.
You know,
and
like,
you're going to talk
like
to
limo bus from Alabama to Chicago for grandma with type 2 diabetes, or something of that matter, and a private jet for the remainder of the Winston family to make it to Chicago, with police barricading off the highways to make sure that it's a seamless process. The NFL can make that happen.
The NFL can make that happen, and I think the NFL...
Bottomless pockets.
They do have the bottomless pockets. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily on this Wednesday. We'll talk a little WrestleMania. We'll take your calls, 216-578-0850. Hope everybody's having a great April Fool's Day out there. Zagura and Wilhelm, CBD.